This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for November 11. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Luke, chapter 22, verse 32b. It says there, "And when you have turned back, strengthen your brothers." End of quote. Lord Jesus knew his favorite disciple would fail when temptations hit hard on him. Jesus predicted Peter's failure. Jesus said to him, "Satan has already received permission to test him." Then Jesus said, "However, I have prayed for you, Simon, that your faith would not fail." Then Jesus said these amazing words to Peter, "And when you turn back to me, you must strengthen your brothers." End of quote. You see, Peter was overconfident in his ability. He said to Jesus, "Lord, I am ready to go to prison with you and to die with you." To this, Jesus replied, "The rooster would not crow tonight until you have said three times that you do not know me." End of quote. You see, when temptation hit on Peter, not just once but three times, he denied Jesus and witnessed to the public that he did not even know Jesus. Beloved, your story may be a different story of trial and temptations. However, remember, Jesus did not forget his dear disciple Peter. Jesus remembered, sought after him, and helped in his lowest estate. The guilt was heavy on Peter, and he went back to his old fisherman's life. He wanted to forget all about Jesus. Peter tried to hide and ran away from Jesus after his big failure. However, Jesus would not stop pursuing him. He chased after his beloved disciple. Mark chapter 16 verse 7 says, "Go tell his disciples and Peter that he is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him just as he told you." End of quote. Why did Jesus specially mention the name "and Peter" along with the disciples? You see, he wanted Peter to know that Peter is still in his loving mind, although he blew it all. But that word did not help much. Peter's failure and guilt left a big scar that was too big, wide, and deep in his heart. Jesus knew it all and appeared to him personally along with other disciples by the Sea of Galilee at the place where he backslid the most when he went back to the old job of fisherman. Jesus met him there with a cooked breakfast on the charcoal fire. There at the charcoal fire, Jesus reinstated Peter back to his loving fellowship and he gave the commission to feed my lambs. John chapter 21 verses 15 to 17. Beloved, remember, Jesus prayed for him that his faith would not fail. Jesus did not allow Peter's faith to fail, although he failed tragically and wanted to go back to his old life. If you are a child of God, God has you in his strong and mighty hand. You are in the hand of God the Father and the hand of Jesus Christ. John chapter 10 verse 28. No one can snatch you away. Temporary setbacks and the consequent lessons you have learned from the school of God equips you, empower you to strengthen your brothers more efficiently. You see, just in one preaching of Peter that is recorded in Acts chapter 2, not just a few people but 3,000 people repented of their sins and accepted Christ as their Savior and Lord. Acts 2:41. Beloved, what are you waiting for? You see, you have a God who is ready to use your past for his wonderful and amazing glory if you let him. Would you come to Jesus and accept his steadfast and unending love toward you? Would you repent of your sins? He has big and strong arms to embrace you with his unending love. Then he would ask you to feed his lambs with your unique past stories. Beloved, I would encourage you to take a few minutes to recollect and write down your unique story. Then think and learn what God taught you from those experiences. Accept God's never-changing and unending love toward you. Repent and turn to Jesus Christ for forgiveness and salvation. Then begin strengthening your brothers and feeding God's lambs. Your story would change into God's amazing and marvelous story. Got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me. Father in heaven, I know you want me to turn back to you by accepting your unending love for me. Please forgive my sins and mistakes. I repent of it and turn to you for help and deliverance. I accept Jesus Christ died and rose again in my place for all of my sins and mistakes. Save me now and turn my story into your marvelous and amazing story. In Christ's name I pray, Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.